hundreds of flights in Northern Europe have been canceled in the last couple of days because of volcanic ash from Iceland. The disruptions aren't as bad as they were last year, when ash caused many more cancellations, and officials say flights should return to normal tomorrow. But airlines have not been happy, as Vicky Barker reports.
No monolithic closure of European airspace this year. In part, that's because the Grimsvötn volcano is emitting a less destructive form of ash and less of it than its less pronounceable predecessor. But it's also because the EU changed the rules after last year's six-day shutdown that stranded millions and cost airlines billions. Each country's civil aviation authority now predicts the path and density of the ash, UK Transport Minister Philip Hammond.
The CAA does not close the airspace. It simply models the concentrations of ash, and it is for the airlines to decide how to respond.
Well, sort of. Airlines are effectively banned from flying where the charts show high densities of ash. And just hours after the new system grounded planes in Scotland and northern England, Michael O'Leary of the budget airline Ryanair was crying foul.
These charts are rubbish. There is no volcanic ash cloud or any evidence of volcanic ash material over the airports in Scotland this morning.
O'Leary insisted his own test flights proved that. Transport officials strongly disagree. The new system doesn't apply in Germany. They think the new standards are too lax. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.